Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Hey, Sean, I just saw a story. Maybe you can find it for me if you get a chance. 24 grapes in Japan just sold for $11,000. I don't know why. I don't know anything.
24 grapes?
Yeah.
I mean, like actual grapes?
Grapes. Hmm. Yeah, I don't know why, so I'll find out why. I just saw it on a ticker at the bottom of a news feed. It said 24 grapes just sold for $11,000 in Japan. Don't know why.
It's got to be some good grapes.
Delicious.
Yeah.
$11,000, crazy. Hey, lots to talk about. First of all, BabySharkLive.com is coming to town. People are very excited about Baby Shark Live. And here's what we do know. So if you go to BabySharkLive.com and you fill in your email address and your zip code, I guess they'll send you, this is what we're hearing, they'll send you a code for pre-sale tickets, which you can go ahead and buy today.
Okay. And tickets go on sale tomorrow.
Correct.
The show is coming to town October 21st, or 24th, that is, October 24th at the Paramount Theater. Now, from what I understand from Texnado, that all the code words are the same, and the word is swim.
Oh, you think?
That's what I'm being
told. Okay,
I'm being told that if you go in and you put in the code word swim, that's what everybody is using for the pre-sale.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if it works for everybody, but that's one text.
It might work. All right. So, yeah, we'll find out. So, BabySharkLive.com. BabySharkLive.com. Ryan Seacrest is dating a 24-year-old supermodel. He's 44 years old. Ryan is. And I guess he's hooking up with some chick. Her name is Larissa. She's 24 years old. She was a contestant on America's Next Top Model, and she's done work for Smashbox, Urban Decay, Nylon, and Gucci. Ryan split from his longtime girlfriend, Shayna Taylor, back in February, and now he's hooking up with a 24-year-old chick.
Way to go, Ryan.
Good for you, Ryan. Good for you. Poor guy. I feel like he's going to be alone all his life.
Yeah.
I really do, because he just has no time for anybody. At all. Yeah. By the way, did you see this? Single women are the happiest and healthiest people on the planet.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
So when you get married, you're miserable? How's this good? I mean, how's this new news?
I guess they found that that single women are the healthiest and happiest people on the planet. Now, keep in mind, these are women that have never had children as well. So it's not like me. It's women that have never had children.
Oh.
So, according to studies, the healthiest, happiest population would be women who have never gotten married or have never had children.
Why is that? Because you have so much time for yourself?
Yeah, I guess so. It says the single ladies are living their best lives ever.
Because you have no restraints. You can travel when you want. You can do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
You don't have to spend money on anyone else. You can save for the future. There are a lot of things that go your way.
Nobody tells you what to do, yeah. BJ Harris.
So if you're waking up this morning, you're thinking, I don't have a boyfriend. I don't have a husband. I don't have children. Blah, 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 blah. Miserable. No, you're the happiest person on the planet.
Whereas married women's lives suck.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's what it says.
I think most married women will tell you that.
Married women's life expectancy fell shorter than single women's. I guess that they also get, married women get sicker. They have physical woes and mental woes as opposed to their single peers.
It's all the pressure.
Well, you guys just drive us bat crap crazy, yeah. Man.
Well, us, the kids, everybody.
Well, just mostly like you.
I know, pumpkin.
Here's our thought.
We don't mean to, though.
I know, but here's what every
woman.
It's
who we are.
Listen, when we look at you in the recliner,
yeah.
I just want you to know, here's what we go. Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I kind of feel it. But yeah. It doesn't bother me.
Like if you chew, we're like, ugh. Yeah. The way you drive.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I know.
The way you clear your throat.
Right. But you have to look at it like this. I'm all yours.
Yay! It also says single women maintain ties with their siblings, their parents, and their friends more than married people. Married people struggle to maintain social networks. It says the social scientist notes single women are particularly great at maintaining friendships and social circles and seeing family much more often than married women.
Duh. It's because you got more time.
No, it's because you men go, I don't want to see your sister. I don't want to go there for Christmas.
Yeah, that's true. I don't want
to. Why do we always have to go over to your sister's for Christmas?
Yeah. I don't want to go.
I'm like, why can't we just stay home?
I'd rather stay here by myself.
Ugh, you go.
Yeah.
Have you said that one before?
Oh, yeah.
Every man has.
Are you kidding?
You are not alone, my friend.
Yeah, it's just, it's human nature.
Yeah, you go. I don't want to see your father-in-law. My father-in-law. Although, I will tell you, when I was married, oh, my God. My mother-in-law. Dude. I would actually get mad at my husband for leaving me alone with my mother-in-law in a room.
It was that uncomfortable?
Oh, my God. I could not talk to her. I could not communicate with her. She drove me nuts. This meat is so tender. Isn't it tender?
Yeah.
Yes, it's tender. Do you think the meat is tender? She couldn't hear very well. Yes, the meat is so tender. It's crazy tender. Do you think the meat is tender? Yep.
All right, we get it.
That's me.
All right, we get it.
And then one time I loaded the dishwasher. I told you this.
Yeah.
At my house. I'm married. I load my dishwasher at my home. She comes around. She said, you didn't do this right. She reloaded it.
Well, if you'd gotten it right the first time.
Wait, there's more.
She wouldn't have had to do it.
Then I come home from work one day, and she has moved my silverware drawer.
Uh-oh.
She moved my entire... At my house, she said I didn't put the silverware where it should be in the drawers. Yes. She moved all the silverware over by the dishwasher because she said, you know, it's a lot easier if you unload the dishwasher. You can just put the I'm like, I pick up the little baskets and I walk over there.
DJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
My son likes it on this side of the kitchen.
But who moves your cabinetry around? When you're gone to work.
A mother-in-law, that's
Holy
who.
Holy hell, that lady was neat. All right, anyway, moving on. Jessica Simpson writing a memoir. She will address her ex-husband, Nick Lachey, and her former reality series, Newlyweds. I don't know. What do you think about a book by Jessica Simpson?
I don't think too many people are going to read it.
I don't know. It might be a good beat.
She's got fans out there, though, because, I mean, she sells a lot of crap in that fashion stuff she does. So maybe some of those fans. I don't know.
A lot of crap in that fashion stuff she does.
Well, I don't know what all she sells. She sells shoes and brassieres.
Brassieres.
and blouses.
She will hit topics ranging from her popular television show, Newlyweds, which she did with Nick Lachey, her very public divorce, starring on...
What? Here's the only thing I see with this, okay?
All right.
I don't see a lot of people asking questions about her in the Nick Lachey years.
Yeah, that's kind of old.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because that's like really old news.
Yeah.
You know, that would be like J-Lo writing a new book about just her and Mark Anthony.
I get you.
It's gone. It's over. Nobody cares about Nick Lachey and you.
It just might be a good, what we call beach read as Maybe. The in the chick world. We're always like, oh, what's a good beach read? I mean, this is going to be very empty. She's got to have a ghostwriter. Please.
Yeah.
Please. She's got to. All right. What else do I have for you? Hold on. Stand by. I got some good stuff. Julio Iglesias. Oh, no. Did you see this?
I did.
What a nightmare. Yeah. All right. So Julio Iglesias. Do you guys remember him? To all the girls I loved before, you were a big freaking whore. Remember that song?
Oh, no, I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I remember the song, but I don't remember that lyric.
And then he had that hot son. What was his name?
Yeah. What was his name? Julio Iglesias. Then it was Enrico.
Oh,
Enrique.
Yeah.
Enrique Iglesias. Yes,
Super
Enrique.
Super hot.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Who didn't love that guy? Yummy.
That's why I didn't claim this guy here, because he's not as hot.
Right. So Julio Iglesias, the old dude. Well, anyway, I guess there has been a 3-decade-long paternity dispute. He is now 75 years old. And there's this kid that keeps saying, hey, you're my dad. You're my dad. Hey, you're my dad. And Julio's like, I don't know what to say.
Not even a kid. He's 42 years old.
Yes.
He's a grown man. What took so long?
Yeah, but for 3 decades he's been trying to get him.
I know, but what took so long?
For 3 decades, he's been asking for a swab, and he's said no. And so
Julio said no.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he's been refusing to take a DNA test forever. And the kid keeps going, "You're my daddy, man. Daddy." He's like, "You are not my son. I have one son. He's very, very sexy.
His name is Enrique."
So he's refused to take the DNA test. But finally, after 3 decades, a judge has declared that the woman provided credible details of the relationship and pointed to the physical resemblance between the two men. He can't make Julio take that DNA test, I guess, over in Spain or wherever they are. But he now has 20 days to appeal the court ruling. And the judge just says, "This is your father."
You know, they should have done what they do in these crime shows when you need a DNA sample. You know, you follow them to the restaurant, and you have the waiter, you're in cahoots with the staff at the restaurant, and you, give them a $100 bill, and they save the fork that person ate with,
mm-hmm.
and then you can take it and get the DNA. They could have solved this thing 10 years ago.
I've seen it.
If they'd been smart about it, they should hire somebody like me that knows what I'm doing.
My friend was so sneaky. He was in a horrible relationship. And so he was charging his wife with doing drugs. And so he actually took her tissues out of the bathroom trash can and sent it to labs to show it positive.
For a drug test?
Yes.
There you go.
Is that crazy?
And you can do that these days.
Jamie, why are you doing a Russian accent when he is Spanish?
Huh.
I don't know. I don't.
Seems like you're the only person that caught it, though.
I don't know. I am. What was that kind of mommy I was?
You're Romanian?
I'm actually doing Romanian, not Russian.
Romanian mommy.
I'm Romanian mommy. I kick your ass.
Yeah. Tough.
All right. Anyway, Amber Porter. I know Portwood. I know you don't know her, but she's from Team Mom. Man, she went crazy. Remember I told you from Team Mom, Amber, she lost her first kid because she went crazy on Gary, Fat Gary. That's such a shame. This guy is so fat on Teen Mom, Fat Gary, but he's a nice guy. And she went and started beating on him. Well, then Teen Mom got the video because they were filming. And so Gary then got his daughter, and she could only have supervised visitation. Well, she's done it again. She's got a new husband, and they have a baby. And guess what? She struck. She grabbed a machete and started hitting into the door while her boyfriend, I guess they're not married, Andrew, was standing directly on the other side of the door. And so she's got a machete. She's crazy. So he now wants full custody of the next child. It's just like it was. What's wrong with her?
I don't know.
It is so crazy.
Do they call the guy Fat Gary on the show?
No.
Oh, I thought, man, that's kind of rude.
No. I was just rude.
Oh, okay.
Sean, will you look up Fat Gary from Teen Mom and show BJ a picture?
I sure will.
Okay. If you see this show, you know.
You know who he is? Oh, Gary.
See? Poor Gary.
Poor Gary.
He has like one of those things where it doesn't have a chin. His chin goes right to his chest.
Oh, yeah.
Here's a photo of him getting slapped.
Oh, that's by Amber.
Yeah, Amber's beating him. Gee, poor Fat Gary.
So sad. All right. Matt Lauer's wife, Annette, has officially filed for a divorce from Matt Lauer. Finally, right?
Yeah, what's taking her so long?
I don't know. They split in 2017.
Here's a dude that sat in his office, yes. NBC Studios. He had a lock on it that he could actually hit a button from his desk to lock the door behind some young chick that would walk into his office so that he could have his way, or at least attempt to. I mean, if you're a wife of this guy, don't you just split? I mean, within weeks?
Yeah, you're out of there.
Why are you waiting like 3 years?
She officially filed for a divorce. I don't know. He's dirty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Matthew Perry's health is growing in concern. Everybody's freaking out. What's wrong with Matthew Perry?
Yeah, he doesn't look good, does he?
He doesn't look good at all. Mm-mm. And he's been making regular hospital visits in New York. Those close to him are super worried. I guess he has a sober coach next to him. However, he keeps going into the hospital and nobody knows what he's been treating for. Both times, a woman who is his sober coach has shadowed the actor. The sources say friends are worried about Perry and they've already started the countdown to see what's going to happen next. Something tragic, they're thinking.
Hmm.
What's wrong?
You know, I was shocked to find out when we looked up his worth, if that's accurate, that he's $80 million. He's got $80 million.
I would stay sober for $80 million.
Yeah, he's not the kind of guy, though, that will live a long time with $80 million. I just feel like that he's, you know, he's just destined for the to fall off the deep end.
Yeah. Poor guy.
Because he's had this problem forever.
Forever, yeah.
Forever. Yeah. When he was on Friends, he was messed up. He was never, you know, he's never been really straight.
He's never been in a good place, my friend. Never seems to be in a good place. That's a shame. And then finally, oh boy, I love this story, and I know a lot of people will disagree with me, but I'm going to put it out there. So a Mississippi state representative and a Republican candidate for governor wouldn't let a female reporter accompany him on a trip unless she brought a male along. Now, a lot of you are going to say this is sexism. So this dude, right, he's a candidate, and this chick who is this broad who's a reporter, she's like, hey, can I follow you on the path to your race? And he said, because she wanted to go on a 15-hour campaign trip with him alone. And he said, oh, hell no. No, you cannot go alone with me. I live by the Billy Graham rule, which is to avoid any situation that may evoke suspicion or compromise of my marriage. So I'm sorry, but you can come along and follow me if you bring a male friend.
You know who does that?
People are outraged.
What?
The vice president. Mike Pence.
He does it too.
He will not go to any function, dinner, whatever, with a woman alone.
And I know a lot of people will disagree with me, but I totally agree with him, especially with all the false accusations that have been going on. I think you have to protect your butt and bring somebody else along.
He's pretty high profile. He's a good looking guy. She's a really good looking lady too. The reporter is. His wife's a beautiful person too. I mean, they're all beautiful people. So I could see where the rumors would fly.
Well, right. And
I'm with him.
He's doing the right thing. I'm sorry, but people are calling it sexism. People are outraged. People are saying he's insecure in his marriage, all this stuff. Here's what he said. Before our decision to run, my wife and I made a commitment to follow the Billy Graham rule, which is to avoid any situation that may evoke suspicion or compromise of our marriage. I'm sorry that Ms. Campbell doesn't share these views, but my decision was out of complete respect. Oh, I love him, to my wife.
How do you criticize this guy?
You can't. Yeah.
How do you criticize everything that's gone on with the hashtag MeToo, people that are in compromising situations where rumors start flying? He doesn't want any rumors. He wants to keep it up on the up and up with between, especially he and his wife, and with you know, the media and everybody else. So how do you criticize this guy? I don't get it.
Because they are already on Textnado. Let me read them. The problem is obviously him. He can't really control himself around women. Somebody else. Really? That guy can't control himself around a woman? You guys,
no, it's not that. You can't control rumors.
Exactly.
He could easily do it, go out with her on the campaign trail and be out there for months and months and months and do nothing. That doesn't mean some Yahoo troll isn't going to start rumors about you, because all they got to do is see you walk near a hotel together. That's it.
And take a picture.
And here we go. The rumors start flying. Sitting at dinner. Maybe you're sitting at dinner with a candlelight. Then the rumors fly. I don't blame him.
I love him.
Yeah.
I love his marriage.
I mean, you can't have it both ways. You can't have it so that you can accuse people when they're spotted out and start rumors.
Yeah.
And then you can't, you know, condemn somebody because they don't want to put themselves in that position.
Mm-hmm. What a P word. Wow. Look at him being controlled by his wife. Wow. I'm just reading the text. I'm just reading.
Come
on.
Man.
BJ, you need a Snickers.
Yeah. I am starving.
I am.
Oh, you know what? You're right about that, Textnado.
I love, you know, Snickers.
I got to tell you, I'm really disappointed in our company here. I really am.
I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, they took out our vending machine.
And that was my fat, happy place.
And Jamie and I mean, we spent millions on that machine.
We really did.
I mean, every week, thousands of dollars. Chips, Snickers, popcorn.
Oh, the
popcorn. Remember the popcorn days?
I do, yeah. I don't miss that, though. Because you always burned it.
Yeah, you did.
But
I
love it. I love burnt popcorn, guys. I can't help it.
But I kind of don't miss that. But
I'm a little disappointed.
I would love to be able to get you a Snickers right
Me
now.
Me too.
Just for
Me
the
too.
Record, yeah. I am in day 6 of no alcohol.
Good for
no
you.
No Diet
Good
Coke.
Job.
And no bread.
Keep it up.
Whoa.
Keep it up.
You can do it.
Listen, can I tell you something that's funny that's happening in my brain? And I think you told me this would happen. I don't think I want to ever drink again or have another Diet Coke again. I'll probably have bread. I'm not going to lie. Because I don't want to let myself down.
Mm. Yeah.
It's a weird thing. Like, I'm freaking out, and I've avoided situations. Like, I had a couple of things I was supposed to do this weekend, and I'm like, you know what? I'm on the wagon, and I don't want to put myself in that position.
Yeah.
Is that weird? Who
no,
am
that's,
I?
No, that's the way you start thinking. You realize that you've started something here. Now we're into this. I don't want to ruin it at
I
this
don't.
Point. And that's the thinking that you have. It's not that you'll really disappoint yourself. You just don't want to ruin it because
ruin it.
All
I'm
of a sudden
a
you start feeling better.
Yes.
And you're more alert.
It's
you're
crazy.
Just, everything feels better. The number one thing when you stop drinking is that you have so much time on your hands to get things done.
You're not a big sloth.
It's true.
I know, but I almost feel like I, this is going to sound weird. Like, I feel like my friend circle is changing everything.
Yeah. Oh, because it will.
I know, because they're having this.
They don't want you around.
What?
No, I'm being honest with you. They don't want you around.
So
the drinking crowd, now that you're on the wagon, they don't want you sitting there judging them as they're, you know, chugging along with a big 16-ouncer.
Well, they're having a big bacon and bourbon party, like all my friends are. It's
Don't go.
I replied, I can't go because I'm on the wagon. And they're like, oh, come on, we won't care. Just have, you know, whatever, Diet Coke. And I go, I'm not even having Diet Coke. And they're like, who are you?
Yeah, well, then they don't want you eating their bacon, that's for sure.
No
You're not going to drink with them? You can't be eating our bacon.
I know. It's just a weird feeling. And now I'm like, I don't know if I'm fun. Am I not fun anymore? I feel like I'm not fun.
Well, I'm your friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're no fun.
I'm not fun.
You're no fun at all.
I really want garlic bread. Like,
nobody
I want
wants you around,
Jamie. Garlic bread so bad.
You're going to join like the Elks Lodge or something.
No, they drink there.
Oh, yeah, you guys drink.
They drink.
It's all beer and hot wings there.
Yeah, you can't go there. Yeah, maybe a church.
I wonder how long this is going to last.
I probably don't drink at the church.
Well, you're doing pretty good. You're past what I would have already bet on.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, thanks, I think.
6 days?
Yeah, I've been 6 days. This is day 6.
I'm going to go with... You don't make it through the weekend.
Wow.
Dude.
I already turned down 2 parties.
I'm trying to win money.
I turned down 2 parties. I'm not putting myself in those positions.
It's
good
Thursday.
For you, Jamie.
We have time. We have time. It's Thursday. Jamie, it's no slam on you. Maybe you look at it like this, with me saying that gives you even more.
Oh, maybe that I'm
all
not,
I'm doing is reinforcing your
my goodness.
Yeah, well, I'm reinforcing that your, you know, desire to just not do it.
Yeah. God, I want some bread.
I'm going to prove BJ wrong. I'll make it through the weekend.
Out of all 3, alcohol, Diet Coke, and bread, I found out my biggest vice is obviously bread.
Yeah.
That is the one I'm really struggling with the most.
Your body screams for bread.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Cheesy garlic bread. Oof. Garlic sticks from that Olive Garden.
Yeah.
I just want to, like,
let's go now.
Let's
beat
do.
Myself.
No! Let's go. I'm not off the bread.
Let's go.
You're not off the bread?
No, I'm still eating. That's the one I can't give up.
I
can stop drinking for a while because I've stopped because of bike MS, and so we're just going to try and continue it. But the bread, I just love
it. So good.
Peanut butbutter jelly sandwich.
Yesterday, I ate 2 hot dogs without the buns.
Wow.
I used them as drumsticks, though.
So did I.
Did you really? Without the bread?
I told you. I had the Costco hot dogs yesterday.
I know, but did you have the bread?
No. Just hot dog and mustard.
We're weird. You and I did the same meal.
Yeah. Well, I can go without bread, though. I don't
channeled
have that.
You. That
I don't have
weird.
That thing without bread.
No, we both had hot dogs with mustard.
Had 2 hot dogs with mustard yesterday.
That reminds me of that song, B-Flog, B-Flog. Anyway, I'll find it. All right, there you go. Tell the truth. Right.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.